Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Never sweet enough.
I think with loving, it's not loving enough.
Tilami, Sponky Ponky Lava, Elava that you can first.
It is the sounds of Jabu Kanyile, Sponky Ponky Love, a love that you cannot resist. I also want this love. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you on this beautiful cloudy Sunday, wherever you are tuning us from. Well, if you are not listening, from the city of Windhoek, it is cloudy. So maybe when I said on this cloudy Sunday afternoon, you were like, huh, cloudy, maybe where you are, it's sunny. I don't know. But in the capital, it is cloudy. I think it is going to rain. I don't know. If not today, maybe tomorrow. One thing that I was told by a friend of mine last week when I was complaining about the heat, she was like, enjoy the heat now, because as from the 12th of January, they are anticipating that it is going to be wet. So it's going to rain. I'm assuming it's these clouds that we have been seeing, I think, since Friday, if I'm not mistaken. It has been cloudy. I think Friday it even dropped a bit. Last night it was also dropping a bit, like later at night around 1 a.m. Don't ask me how I know that. But yes, there were some rain showers around 1, 2 a.m. there. So yeah, it is cloudy here, making the Sunday, very lovely. Also looking at the fact that Sundays are for lovers. So lovers can't be together on a Sunday and it's very hot. So when it's cloudy like this, it just makes the whole thing makes sense that Sundays are for lovers. So probably wherever they are tuning us from, they are cuddling, maybe they are Netflixing and chilling. Or maybe having a braai or cooking a seven colors meal, whatever it is. We all know that Sundays are for lovers, except for some of us, we have to come on air on Sundays and keep you guys company. But I am not complaining. I love it. I love it. One thing I love about my job, it's how therapeutic it is. Very therapeutic. It doesn't matter what mood you were in before you came behind the mic, but when you get behind the mic, best believe that you will be in a very good mood, in a very lovely mood. As for me, I had a very, very challenging week. The week was challenging. My prayer was that this week should just come to an end, so that I can see what the next week or the new week has in store for me. Because yo, guys, my week was very bad, and also to top it off, it was the week where we were mourning one of our guests on the Silozi show. I would say he was a brother, because beyond the Silozi show, he became somebody I could communicate with, not just when I'm on air, but even off air, when I'm at home, if there's something that I need advice on, or there's just an input that I need, he used to be that person, for me. So, and on top of that, of me mourning, this specific brother of mine, a very good, loyal listener to the Silozi show and all that, it was just chaotic. Like, so much chaos happened on top of mourning my brother. So it was a very, very bad week, to be honest. I just wanted it to come to an end so that I'm done with it, you know, so that it becomes something of the past. You know, they usually say that when something is behind you, it's long gone. There's nothing you can do about it. It's long gone. Move on. And also the other thing that I usually come and preach on air is the fact that we always, always need to always move forward, you know. So there's no way I would come on air, tell you guys, move forward when I'm still, you know, getting stuck in the past. So yeah, that was my prayer, to be honest, for the week that is ending today, or that ended yesterday. As I usually say, majority of us, or most of us, our week starts on a Monday. So to some people, today is the last day in the week. To some people, today is the first day in the week. So whichever way, it is a new week. And I am so happy, to be honest. I am so happy. And also another thing that I didn't tell you guys last Sunday was that last Sunday I was exhausted. Last Sunday I was exhausted. Today I could even feel the trauma of the exhaustion from last Sunday. Like, what was that, madam? You know, that's how exhausted I was last Sunday. So what happened last Sunday is the fact that, I traveled from Katima Sunday after, not Sunday, pardon me. I traveled from Katima, Friday afternoon. Yes. Because usually buses that go to Katima and come from Katima, they usually drive in the afternoon. So you leave around 3 p.m. and then you arrive in Windhoek, around, 5, 6 a.m. vis-a-vis as well. If you are leaving Windhoek to Katima, you arrive in Katima at the same time. So I arrived in Windhoek around seven-ish there. So I think I was home by 8. Our bus was kind of like a bit late. Saturday was my best friend's birthday. So I slept a bit, and then woke up, did like cleaning. You know, I wasn't in the space for 2 weeks, so it can get a little bit dusty. So I had to clean up. And then also just tidy up here and there, unpack and pack. So I was tired, you know, I was already tired from the trip and I was now doing this. And after that, I already knew that we were going out for the birthday, right? So I had no choice. I think it's one of those moments where you just have to show up and there's nothing you can do about it. So Saturday we went out, we had the birthday party. It was eaten. We ate that birthday party in the mouth. And then I got home around 3 a.m. on Sunday. Imagine. So I got home around 3 a.m. on Sunday and, I slept. I think I slept 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I slept for around about 6 hours and I was already awake. And you know, there's just something about, waking up with alcohol in your system. You don't feel sleepy. I don't know. It's like you can't just go back to sleep. And I really, really wanted to sleep, to try and sleep, before the time to come to the studio, you know, came, but there was no sleep. So I was up by the time I tried to nap. It was already around 2. So I was like, okay, just wake up and prepare and go to the studio. Because at this point, if you try to even nap any longer, you might just sleep. I don't know. I always have these dreams of me missing my show. I don't know if it's anxiety or what usually happens, because I even had the same dream again this morning that I overslept. I slept through the hours I was supposed to be on air. And when I woke up, I was like, oh my goodness, what are they going to do to me? You know? So yeah, I came and I was so exhausted. I was tired, like really tired. It was just a matter of, yo, can the 2 hours just run for their lives so I can go back and go rest? So I told myself, we are not doing that anytime soon. Luckily for me, it's something that I now do once in a while. I'm now an adult. And being an adult, you know, and going out and drinking and having fun is not something that is doable at this point, to be honest. Once in a while, yes, because now I have come up with a tactic of, and I wish that birthday was on a Friday, because if I go out on Friday, that means I sleep it off the whole Saturday, and also the Sunday from morning up until the time I now have to prepare, I'm just resting. So when I get to the studio, I am as fresh as they come. But if it's a Saturday, ooh, that already means the Sunday, I'm going to be exhausted. And this is one thing that I've realized with adulting. It doesn't matter if you are consuming alcohol or you are not. If you are out for so long, you are prone to be exhausted the next day with or without alcohol in your system. So yeah, that was that about last Sunday. I was so tired, but today I can honestly say that I am in a good space, mentally as well as physically. I am in a good space, you know. Emotionally, I'm still trying to get there. Probably by next Sunday when we meet again, I will tell you guys that emotionally I'm also fine now. But yeah. Yeah. So last Sunday we were talking about looking back at the year 2025. The discussion was about, you know, reflecting at the year 2025. How did you do as an individual? And if you had to title, you know, the year 2025, what would you title it? You know, as a movie or as a book, what would you title it? And in a nutshell for me, I shared with you guys that 2025 was honestly a year of growth for me in so many aspects of my life. I grew immensely. I think that's the correct word. I hope so. Yes, like I really, really grew immensely in certain aspects of my life. I do admit that there are, you know, areas where there was no improvement that I wanted to see. But then the goal is to move on, right? That is the goal. Let's not get stuck in the moment and then find ourselves not doing anything at all. So the goal is to move on even when you don't achieve anything at all. Best believe maybe that was not the time for you to achieve those things. So you need to move on. So 2025 for me, if I had to title it, it was the year of immense growth, because I really, really grew in so many aspects of my life as an individual. And I'm so proud of myself. Like the year 2025, to be honest, I remember before it ended, I told myself that I am so proud of you. And, you know, on to the next. Let's see what the new year has in store. For you. I was not talking to myself. Yeah. So before we get into what we are discussing today on the crossover, my goodness, it's like I'm paying off from last Sunday, because last Sunday the conversation was not that much, because homegirl was just too exhausted to even hold a 10-15 minute conversation compared to today. Since I started speaking like 13 minutes ago, I'm just here. Yeah, I'm yapping. I'm not even feeling anything compared to last Sunday. So as I was saying that before we get into today's conversation, let me just remind you that, you can receive news 3 times in a week. Hey, why am I trying to confuse myself here? It's like, I'm way too excited to be on air. Ne? Yes. But in all honesty, I was really, really looking forward to being on air today. So I was saying that don't forget to subscribe, to our e-paper so that you can start receiving news at the tips of your fingers, right? And how do you do that? It's actually very easy and simple. All you have to do is send a WhatsApp message, or rather, let me start off with you saving these following numbers, 081-200-4144. That is the number you need to save on your device, 081-200-4144. So after you have saved the number, please remember to save the number as the Villager newspaper, so it's easy for you to remember in a moment where you do not subscribe in that very moment. So save the number as the Villager newspaper, and after that, send a WhatsApp message. You can just write the word subscribe. And after that, you wait to receive a notification or a response is going to let you know that you have been subscribed, and then thereafter you will start to receive a copy, a free copy, right? Three times in the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. And also remember that we report on business as well as economic news and also policy development that takes place in the country. So don't miss out. Do the right thing by subscribing to The Villager. 5 minutes, rather 4 minutes. 4 minutes to half past the hour of 4 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you. I didn't have my lunch. Now I can hear my tummy, you know, whistling. I hope you can hear it, because these mics are very sneaky. I remember this other day, it was on the Selozi show. It was me and Tate Franz. I don't know. I think he was hungry. I think he didn't eat anything, and his tummy just whistled. Like, we all had it. And I remember him asking me, "Did you hear that?" I was like, "Yes, I had it." So the mics are very, very noisy. Like, they would pick up any little sounds near them. So yeah, I had a late breakfast. So let me just rather say I had brunch. So I was like, okay, there's no need for me to have lunch. I will come have lunch when I come back from the station. Yeah. So my lunch is waiting for me, like full force. It's waiting for me. Somebody is calling us so early. Hello.
Oh, Sanjay.
Happy New Year.
Yes, imbabone kwa kamu sanga kwa songo. Ah, kauma songo.
Oh my goodness. What are you trying to tell me now?
Oh, can't you just sing one song for Happy New Year for us? Just to wish us, I understand.
Oh, that song. I will play it for you. Yeah, no, we can't play it now because Christmas and New Year is long gone, so.
Oh,
yeah. Jabulani, yes, yes, Christmas, na na na, Jabulani.
No!
Yes, Christmas, na na na.
Nobody should interrupt you. Nobody should interrupt you. I'm going to tune in my speaker.
Okay, so, okay, I will play it specifically for you, looking at the fact that we are still...
Mazure, this time is Mazure.
Eh?
Mazure, this time is evening.
Yeah, this time is Mutoz.
Mutozi.
Mutoz Chwani.
Mutozi, wena.
Yes.
Kuchani, wena. Hande, kuchani, ya.
Yes, so how is your Sunday so far?
Yeah, we thank God. The Sunday is a renewal of our minds from fatigue of the toilings of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not even of the day. You know me, my sister, I lost my brother.
When?
Who was a head man at my village.
Oh, yes.
One of those Ntuna.
Yes.
In this one of the Ntuna is restricted so much.
Yes.
Because of his leadership and all these things, administration.
Mm.
And, you know, it was, a bit fatigue. I mean, it was a kind of, although I really love the way the people are operating and coordinating their effort.
Yeah, no, that was a sad incident.
Yeah, but still, you have to make sure that you give some kind of direction and all this came from afar.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, overseas, when the parliamentarians go and just think this, overseas kind of, I mean, what is it? A sideline. I don't know what is this kind of function? I think they say it oversight.
Mm.
Oversight function.
Mm.
So whether you like it or not, you just have to be involved.
Yeah.
In terms of management and leadership and direction and all these other things.
Mm.
So that was a very hectic time.
Yeah, no, that was very sad.
And you remember they were just waving.
Mm.
You know? And the wedding starts for my family, and it's like, you know, go into business. Don't even know where to touch.
Mm.
So, but we thank God marriage is honorable. Mm. You must take care of your husband, your new wife, or whoever. Mm. The old attitudes and behaviors.
Yes.
Must be of the past. Those unfaithfulness, those miscommunication, I know they happen, you know. Juju always tell us about this social dynamic or whatever you call it.
Yes.
So let's face a new vision. And I think even the political leadership, the nation of France, they always talk about vision, leadership vision and things like that.
Mm.
And how we as teachers or masters can tap in. What is your stake in there? In terms of youth unemployment, this morning we have been talking about how research and development can contribute to the societal solution of problem solutions.
Mm.
And Dwight was talking about a lot of things. They say, we was challenging you, graduates who are there and say you are graduates in different various professions.
Mm.
And you are saying, I'm just quoting, and you are also quoting some. I don't know how you reference that kind of
quote. Yeah.
So that I don't want to be put at the question. Hey, you are, what is it? Plagiarism or whatever.
Plagiarism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that was the issue was the research, those who do not have job, graduates from various professions. What are they doing in terms of translating those data, even primary data, not even secondary data, where they learn your country and what are the, you know?
Hmm.
So, but the data that you people have done, you have all done the dissertation and this report before you got your degrees, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't you then investigate and the recommendation that are brought forward there so that you can then add where the gap is through your literature review. Where the gap is where you begin sorting out the problem, whether it's social or economic or political problems.
Mm.
So the research, of course, we are saying, is it the capacity? Is it what? So we are talking about various products.
Mm.
So it's a new year. Thank God, mommy, you have come.
Maybe yes.
People are watching soccer now.
Yes, people, is there soccer?
Of course, I think so because I'm just in the village.
Okay.
But I'm pretty around. But only I think today I have to refresh myself with soccer. There must be soccer. I think when is they are playing the African Cup final? Tune in your screen there. Is it Afro?
Afro what?
Is the final or semi-final, the African Cup.
African Cup of Nations.
Yes.
You want me to ask the screen when is the game?
Just to update us, also. Oh, the sports guys will
come. But there's a sports yeah. Showmans.
No, it's okay, man. So don't interrupt it in there. Let's not interrupt in there, brother.
Yes, Henda will come give you those things.
So otherwise, what do you really have for us? Is it only when I listen from you from the beginning, or what is it that you have for
no,
us?
No, actually today I want us to talk about, you know, sticking to New Year resolutions, right? That is what we are talking about today, because I know a lot of us, every January, there's New Year resolutions. But then come December, when those things did not materialize, you write them off. And then the new January, again, New Year resolutions. So we actually need...
Thank God for being there, mommy, for me.
Yes.
And
so,
I know these lessons, I will appropriate them to my life.
Yes.
You know, remember, maybe before this time we have spoken about revolution, what is our aspiration, what is it that we want to do, and all these issues.
Yes, but that was last year's conversation.
Yes, mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah.
So there are, you know, that concept of brought forward.
Mm-hmm.
This brought forward. This accounting language.
Yes, brought
so
forward.
This time around, I think I don't know whom I was talking to now when we were talking about, it was a recorded program.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was talking about visions and things like that. So this time, listen, I think myself, my university academic journey was an orientation on online study. And I know that has been a very artificial intelligent kind of a platform,
yeah,
where we all need to engage now so that you don't give excuses why you did not perform and all these other things. For me, it was like a reorientation. So this year is just so exciting for me. At least I've known, and I thank God for my young boy there, my fans, and all these people. E-learning! So now what we are saying, what I'm saying is that on my own, I've started a journey, and we are all going to start the journey. For you, on communication is obvious, you know, you always reflect and give us. For us now, sometimes we become very fatigued from the holidays until when?
Yes, no, that fatigue also, I think we need to talk about that fatigue maybe, I don't know, next Sunday.
Yeah, because that is one of the fatigue, because it's New Year, school, back to school, and all these things,
yes.
Financial and all these things. So the New Year resolution, they must be on that just area. How am I going to do these things? For example, my son, he has to drive with his sister. I was supposed to be in Windhoek. The school is beginning tomorrow because of these things. You understand? I couldn't.
Yeah.
So now my year resolution was that, yes, tomorrow my child in the gutsy, the school going child has educational and things like that, they have to be delayed. I have to explain with that. So all those are new resolutions. Let's make them smart. Simple. What? How do you say smart? Simple.
It's simple.
Yes.
Is it manageable?
Yes, manageable is fitting. Smart. Is supposed to be smart. But what is smart?
Why am I forgetting these things?
Even myself, I've forgotten about smart.
Okay.
Achievable.
It's specific.
Smart.
No, it's specific. Not smart. It's specific.
Specific.
Measurable.
Measurable. Achievable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Realistic. And timely.
You are a good student.
Yes.
So we measure our activity and we cost them, because you cannot come up with a budget without costing the activity. This is one thing that people always forget about, gender budgeting and planning and all this other planning.
This is the third year. This is the third year that you owe me money.
No, I am.
This is third year that you are owing me money.
Yes, I understand. You are right. So let me go to my friend again. Which program do you want that to sponsor?
This one, Moss.
This one is cross what? Crossover.
Yes, the crossover.
But this one, the people don't participate.
Yes, they don't participate, but they do listen. Oh, do you want to sponsor Sizuma?
You what?
Yeah, maybe you can sponsor Sizuma.
The Katima one, the one.
Yes.
I think that one is too easy.
Yes.
And then for you come and translate it maybe in our language, at which spot? I think you get a spot.
Mm.
You get a spot, a space, which you request formally.
Yeah.
From the management, the one we think that you really able to be listened to.
Yes.
Maybe one of the Tatena Rwanda space there or any other person where you think, I don't know, think about it.
Yes.
But not this one. This one is a wasting of time and cost sometimes.
Yeah, but people listen. They just don't participate.
They listen and maybe the hearing is coming from this ear and passing to this ear and then the impact is
Ah, Uncle Bwana. Now, do you want me to close off the show and go home now or what?
No. You cannot retain yourself.
I'm going to close off the show now and go home.
No. The Lebanon, for me, I'm there for the protection of women.
Wow.
We don't want to see which company has got more tough turnover.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, man.
No, I know you are joking.
Oh, but this is a real issue?
Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, it is what it is.
So let's find the, let's see. I think next Sunday we would have suggested and found the best way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to reach to the master, the critical mass.
Yeah.
That's what you must strive for. And then we know that the impact, at least thereafter, or thereof, I mean, you know, it's real, you understand?
Yes, yeah.
I feel pity for you guys. You are doing a very brilliant way.
Mm.
Hey, I'm telling you, in your space there and all these things, when you look at some of these things, there are big companies there.
Mm.
That's why you are sacrificing your effort and energy. Thank you very much. Let me listen to you, my love.
All righty. Let me play your song.
Good. Yeah, play my song now. Nobody should interrupt.
Go switch on your speaker.
Yeah, I'm going to switch on.
Yes.
All right, good.
All right.
Good.
Yes, 18 minutes into the hour of... No, 18 minutes to the hour. You see, English. English is a very, very tricky language. If that was an exam, I would have, you know, failed just because I said into instead of saying to there. But yeah, regardless of that, we do continue. That was Uncle Bwana, wishing Happy New Year to all of us on the crossover. Last Sunday, we were not together except today for the first time on the crossover in the year 2026. So we do appreciate you coming through, Uncle Bwana. Thank you so much. And you requested this song for the festivities, even though, you know, I think we can, I don't know if it's safe to say that the holiday is done, or should we push it until the 31st of January? Then probably we can say that, okay, the festivities are done. Because one thing that I've realized is that people are still going on holiday. When some of us are coming back from holiday, people are now going on their holidays. So I think it's safe for us to say that holidays run up until the 31st of January. I think so. So here is our song. Here is this song requested by Uncle Bwana. It is a Merry Xmas song that I also love so much. And it's a song by Mabel Mafuya, which is titled Jabulani. Christmas. Jabulani, yes, yes, Christmas. Na na na, Jabulani. Enjoy. I will see you on the other side. So after this one, I will play you sounds of Tear Gas, Lobowami. And I will see you on the other side of that one.
Jabulani, mommy, yes, Christmas. Hey, mama, Jabulani, yes, Christmas. Hey, Malai, come, mommy, yes, Christmas. Hey, Malai, come, yes, Christmas.
Yes,
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye. to move in past the city. We went Zendi Baba. We went Zendi Baba. Jimmy Jobo Kule Kaya. Sita Kono Kule Kaya. Yes, the board of that is happy. Yes, the doors of that is happy.
You know, having suffered such a bad hangover last Sunday, I am the happiest today. There is nothing nice about a hangover, colleagues, and I maintain, you know, me advising you to stay away from drinking on Sundays. Friday, you can do it. Saturday, you can do it. But Sundays, if you know that Monday, you are going to work, please abstain from consuming alcohol on Sundays. That hangover is bad, you know, it's bad. And one thing that I was asking myself last Sunday is, how do people who engage in Sunday sessions usually survive their Mondays and Tuesdays? Because one thing about hangover is that it does not go away that Sunday. So you are dealing with hangover from Saturday or maybe Friday into Sunday. Then Sunday, you also add a Sunday session. So best believe me that your Monday is going to be ruined. Your Tuesday is going to be somehow a little bit ruined as well. You will only start feeling a little bit normal from Wednesday there until Thursday. And then these people, what amazes me is that, so by Thursday, they will feel normal. And then now we enter Friday. And then Friday, they are back into the same cycle. I don't understand how you guys put your bodies in that situation every week. Every week. I do it once, maybe once after 2 or 3 months. And I always just feel like, no, it's not necessary. So how do you guys do it every week? So please, my advice or my request to you is that stay away from Sunday sessions. If you are listening and you are holding a beer or whatsoever, please, when you finish that one that you are holding, because I cannot ask you to pour it out, it's money. Please go home or just drink water or stop drinking alcohol. You know, I don't know why we drink alcohol, but colleagues, it's not good for us at all, that I can assure you. So today we are talking about, you know, sticking to New Year's resolutions, as I mentioned to Uncle Brana while he asked what we are talking about today. So that is what we are talking about today. As we all know that it's a classic human experience whenever the 1st of January arrives. You know, it comes with a burst of motivation. But by the mid of February, you know, those ambitious goals, they often start to gather dust, right? So this is why we are having this conversation as to us sticking to New Year's resolutions, you know, because sticking to your New Year's resolutions isn't actually about willpower. It's about a system design and psychology. right? So I mentioned the fact that, you know, some of us is like every January we have New Year's resolutions. Every January we have New Year's resolutions. But then we don't even achieve half of these resolutions. At the end of the year, we just throw them away. And then the new January comes, we have New Year's resolutions. Or maybe by the end of December, you have New Year's resolutions, because it's not all of us who come up or who write down our New Year's resolutions in January. Some of us do it in December. Even though for me, December 2025, I honestly did not write down any New Year resolutions. I achieved most of my New Year's resolutions that I wrote down in December 2024 for the year 2025. So I think I can only say that there's one issue that is outstanding there. And I think this is the reason why I did not actually write down any resolutions for myself until this one comes to pass. You know, I think until this one comes to life, that's when I'll probably try and see, okay, what else can I try to achieve or to work on in the year 2026? So we need to start sticking to our New Year's resolutions, you know. So we are going to start off by discussing, you know, the myth of the fresh start. We all know that it's a myth. Okay, a fresh start is there. That's for sure. A fresh start is there. But is it reliable, you know? Is it reliable? Because the problem is that we rely on the fresh start effect, which is a temporary boost of a new calendar year, and it eventually fades. So is it something that we can rely on? A lot of us usually feel like, oh, I need a fresh start. This year should come to an end. I need a fresh start. But a fresh start to do what? Because one thing that I usually say is that you can start anytime. You don't need a new year. You don't need the 1st of January to, you know, show up for you to start afresh. You can start afresh anytime, anyway. Whether it's May, June, July, August, as long as you feel the need, I need to start afresh here, you can start afresh. So that's the problem. A lot of us are struggling with the myth of, you know, a fresh start. January is a new year, so I'm definitely going to have a fresh start. It's just a myth, unfortunately. It's just an effect. An effect that only boosts, you know, your need of a new start temporarily. Because it's not real. It's based on the fact that it's a new calendar, it's a new year. So you feel this need of a fresh start, but then that fresh start does not hold any waters. It eventually fades. So we also need to look into this, you know, this particular point of a fresh start. We need to convince, or we need to educate ourselves, that you can start anywhere, anytime. It doesn't need to be a new year for you to start anyway. And this is how most of us, every year we have New Year's resolutions, because it's a new year. It's a fresh start. You believe that because it's a new year, it's a new calendar, you can now start afresh. But you don't actually sit and think, okay, what happened to the things that I set for the year 2025 and none of them came to life? And now I'm setting new things for myself. The likelihood of them not coming to life is also there. Instead of reflecting and trying to look where the problem is. Fresh start. You know, fresh start. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. So probably the thing that I can advise you is that maybe we can start creating mini fresh starts. Like I mentioned, that the year has a lot of days, you know. The year has a lot of weeks, the year has a lot of months. So if you want to believe in a fresh start, or you want to follow the effect of a fresh start, rather make it something that is, you know, happens throughout the year, not only when it's January 1st, that's when you feel like, it's a fresh start. No, There are a lot of ways you can go about this. You can maybe decide that for me, every Monday is going to be a fresh start for me. Just, I think for me, that's what works for me right now. I believe in fresh starts every new week, right? If you remember very well, when I started off the show, I mentioned the fact that this week, this past week, let me just say this past week, you know, it was a very hectic week for me. You know, I was just praying that it should just come to an end because I felt the need of a new week so I can just start afresh and leave everything that happened in the previous week behind me. So you as well, you can also create your any mini fresh starts, and they do work. You know, they really do work. Because when you create a mini fresh start, that means that it's easy for you to keep the momentum alive, right? It's easy for you, to keep things in check. If you want to, what example can I give in this, scenario that can make sense to all of us? Let me say you want to buy something, right? You want to buy something in 3 months. You want to buy something in 3 months. So you give yourself the period of 3 months to save for that thing. And, so your goal to save is on a weekly basis. So maybe you come up with amounts, you divide the whole amount into these weeks on how you are going to split the savings or how you are going to save in these 3 months in the weeks. Okay, what am I saying? Okay, I get it now. So it's easy for you to actually, you know, stick to your plan of buying that thing in 3 months time. Whereas if you have to skip a week of savings, you can catch up, those savings of the previous week into the other week, right? Because for you, every week is a fresh start. So you are saving. Every week is a fresh start for you. I hope that makes sense, right? Because I almost also got confused in the explanation. So this is why we are advised, you know, instead of living in the myth of a fresh start every year when it's a new year for you, you feel like it's a fresh start. Probably we could, you know, create mini fresh starts throughout the year. And, you know, these mini fresh starts can be on a weekly basis, can be on a monthly basis, it can be on, yes, so it's weekly. It's only weekly and monthly, because otherwise now I'll mention yearly basis. And that's what we are advising against, right? This is how we end up having New Year resolutions that we do not stick to, because we believe in every year it's a new year. Two past the hour of 5 o'clock. So now moving on to, you know, the next point of discussion is that we have a problem of focusing on only the outcome, you know, without a plan for the process. So the other issue why we don't stick to our New Year's resolutions is the fact that we always focus on the outcome instead of, you know, having a plan. How are you going to achieve losing 50 kilograms of weight? You know, so you, instead of having a plan on how you are going to lose 50 kilograms of weight, you are already imagining yourself having lost 50 kgs of weight. Maybe you are a size 16. You're already imagining yourself into a size 12, you know, so that is also another problem. The problem is that most cases we focus on the outcome, without a plan for the process, right? So if you ignored your goal and focused solely on your daily routine, would you still get results? You know? So this is a question that is inspired by James Clear's Atomic Habits, that if you ignored your goal and focused solely on your daily routine, would you still get results? So it's always important that when you come up with a plan, or when you have a focus, always have a plan in place. If you want to save money, what is the plan for the process of you saving money? How are you going to save money? I gave the example of maybe you are going to save on a weekly basis, and on a weekly basis, how much will you be saving, right? Or maybe you want to, I don't want to give the example of buying a house or buying a car. Let me give an example of, you have a new diet, right? You have a new diet, and you now need to plan on how you are going to follow the process of this diet. So instead of you focusing on, okay, I'm going to lose 50 kilograms because I'm now having a diet, you need to have a plan in place as to how you are going to be dieting and how you are going to make sure that you stick to the diet. Because in most cases, as being humans, sometimes we slack, unfortunately. We do. I don't know if I can ever picture myself being on a diet. I don't know. I eat random things and I enjoy it. But one thing I'm grateful for is that as much as my body expands sometimes, it does not expand to the point where it's out of control. My body regulates itself. It's funny, it's weird, and this is something that I usually tell people around me when I look like I have blown out of proportion, and they're like, "Ooh, you have gained so much weight." I usually tell them that, yeah, that weight will go off on its own because my body regulates itself. I don't know how it does, but when it's time for me to gain weight, I eat. I will eat anything, anytime, anywhere. I will eat, right? And then eventually I'll realize that, we are gaining weight and this is unnecessary weight. But then I am not concerned because I know the body is going to work itself out. And when it's time for us to, shed off that unnecessary weight, I just stop eating, my appetite goes very low. It becomes a thing of if I eat breakfast, I will not snack in between breakfast and lunch. I will wait for lunch. I will eat lunch. And in most cases, if I eat lunch, I will not feel the need to have dinner. So it's weird, but that's my body for me. And, So I honestly don't see myself, going on diet. But if your plan for 2026 is to go on diet because you want to lose weight or for whatever reasons, make sure that you have a plan in process on how you are going to stick to the diet and not, try to sneak in foodies or food that is not in your diet. So that is another problem when it comes to us sticking to our goals, because most of us, we like look very far. I think it's that thing they usually say, in English, that you are counting your eggs before they hatch. Basically that means that you don't know what is going to happen. Maybe those eggs you are counting, that I'm going to have how many chickens? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chickens. And then maybe only one egg hatches. Then what? So, this is why we shouldn't count our eggs before they hatch. So if you have a focus, remember that you shouldn't only focus on the outcome, but you also need to have a plan in process, right? Yes. Ooh, today I am really talking. talking. So we will go for, you know, a musical break so I can also just like drink water, and we will come continue on the other side. That is, you know, the strategy of small wins when it comes to, you know, sticking to your New Year's resolutions. Hello.
Oh, I was made to come back.
Now yes.
The topic is going.
Yes.
But now, but you see, when we are focused, when we are planning.
Yeah.
You are actually visualizing something in future, say to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that point in focus.
Yep.
And you are visualizing it, how to achieve it, and things like that. But then, because I must predict
mm-hmm.
the outcome somehow, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to be reliable for that outcome sometimes. You understand? Sometimes, you know, things are happening not necessarily because of your doing. Because of various circumstances. Because even the people around us, they are also setting goals for us.
Hmm.
Their own goals, they become ours. You understand?
Yes.
They become ours, we are the one now assuming those responsibilities, which they supposed to have done, to assume, actually.
Hmm.
But now, those kind of goals are set, not necessarily by us, by what we are expected to deliver to the society, to the people around us, even to our family members.
Mm.
And of course, we should not, that fatigue that we are talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous. We need just to make sure that we really, but these things have to be costly. Because sometimes they are just happening. Let's say now in our own Umbundu family kind of life. Not this individualistic kind of society, but this ours.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special one, no? So, and maybe it's just important that it's fine. So that's why they always cost the risk.
Mm.
If it's the energy, if it's money or whatever, they cost it. And then they make sure that, yes, if there was some wastage there, what, and then this one, maybe that face was too small and cumbersome to complete. That day takes you how many days? Maybe 2 days or 3 days, and it was supposed to have taken you 5 days.
Mm.
You have cut the costs. So it's very difficult, but I don't know. What we can do, man, maybe what are on my side, yeah, when we were talking and I was thinking, yeah, there are really some goals which we would not fulfill, but like you said, we shouldn't mind much, but we must always see, redouble our effort, we would have learned experience, the bitter experience, you know.
Oh.
And then we learn from that, and then you make new path, like you are saying, let's make new path, even in our everything, daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you very much, mommy. God bless.
Thank you so much. Did you enjoy your song?
Yes, I did enjoy it. Give us another one. Because don't you have any African one?
Okay.
Any African one? Maybe it's that, you know, I've been listening to this gospel, and some of these, they are in reggae, some of them in, what, you know.
But songs. The problem is that every time I ask you, what can I play for you? You never give me a song, so.
Oh.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's old age.
Yeah, maybe.
So I always, you know, the song when they are playing, but it takes me. Have you ever played Chaka Chaka?
Yvonne
Chaka Chaka?
I don't think so.
Even in Mkombot. African beer.
Okay.
You know, at one point I was so excited when my daughter told me, Daddy! Chaka Chaka was performing there at what? She became one of the model, the role model here for our young ones.
Yeah.
Well, she did very well. So we need those kind of role models to inspire our young ones.
Mm.
So pray for me, Chaka Chaka. I don't know which one, but maybe African beer will do. Okomboti.
Okay.
Good.
I will do some.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. It is 14 after the hour 5. You know, today we are playing African music. Yes, that's what we are playing today, right? But before I get to Uncle Bwana's request, which is Umkomboti, allow me to play this one by DJ Vuyo. And it is titled Ndiwe. I wish you guys could understand what Vuyo is singing this song, but yay, it's a nice one.
Oh, I go knock on your door to talk with a show on the law. Who was to mean I mean I saw love forever and so. Oh, we've been moving so slow, my baby. Tako ya wienda, you get it. Bashe mi basha kaka zanene. All eyes on me and you. All eyes on me, on God. More like no need to look. Fine, fine, baby, no go. All life, yeah, my life. Nobody knows tomorrow. I can't wait to make you my wife, my baby. Shunu lejo na. Jolola, una dice usulua. Niwe unyariwa, ma baby ujolola, una dice usulua. Kamu niwele, mwango. Kamu niwele, mwango. Kamu niwele, Sina musheshi, number 2. Nari wani na wangu ime. Number 3, wana sipakuri, my love. Trying before, yes, me love. I really appreciate you want to wear. Namaziku, catch you wear. Namaziku, catch you zani. Namaziku, tawa yangu njia koyoe. Namaziku, catch you wear. Namaziku, catch you zani. Namaziku, tawa yangu njia koyoe. Niwe mnyaliwa, mabedi ujolola, unatise usulua. Niwe mnyaliwa, mabedi ujolola, unatise usulua.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
What's up, Friday? Hey, Friday! Ha, zepuruma namhlanje. Hamba nobani? Uzungithola.
Wemadlamini uphi umkomboti lapho?
Aw, yazi mangifike ekhaya uthola umkomboti madoda.
When my jamin, whoopum comboti. 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 We'll be right back.
Yes, Umkomboti by Von Chaka Chaka. Yeah. I hope Uncle Bwana, you are happy. You enjoyed your request. Yeah. And of course, we continue with the conversation. So we are talking about sticking to your New Year's resolutions. We don't need New Year resolutions every year, colleagues. We don't. You know, unless if you are really an, how would I call you? Unless if you are really a genius. Yes, probably genius is the correct word I would, describe you. That when you plan or lay out New Year resolutions, you end up achieving them. So now that means you need another, you know, pair of New Year resolutions. So unless if you are that genius that every year when you have New Year resolutions, you do make sure that you achieve them, like all of them, without any hassle, without any struggle. Unless if you are that particular person, then yeah, that's the only way you can, you know, always have New Year resolutions every year. So, like I mentioned, the fact that some of us, we find ourselves with New Year resolutions because we just don't stick to the previous resolutions, even though they have not materialized. So, because they did not materialize, you let go of them and you feel like, okay, I need to, you know, come up with new ones because it's a new year. It does not work like that. Actually, you can stick to your resolutions for the year 2024. And if you didn't achieve them in 2025, you can push them to 2026 and make sure that you achieve them until you have achieved them. That's the only time you can, you know, think of coming up with New Year resolutions or other resolutions. So another thing that is a problem when it comes to us sticking to our resolutions is the fact that setting goals that are too large can lead to burnout and a sense of failure, right? So a lot of us, we set goals that are too large, goals that are too big for us. And this can lead to burnout and a sense of failure. You know, earlier on, we were talking about the SMART aspect of doing things. SMART, which stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So this is actually an important aspect when it comes to setting goals or resolutions, right? There is power in micro habits. For example, committing to 2 minutes of meditation rather than 30 minutes, right? Or let me say committing yourself to a 20 minutes run rather than an hour run. So it's easy for you to commit to a 20 minutes run on a daily basis and then build from there instead of you starting on an hour run, where you might find yourself, being challenged and then you end up, not sticking to the goal or to the resolution. So there is power, you know, in micro habits or setting smaller goals that you can manage and that you can commit to, right? So there's also another issue of overcoming the all or nothing mentality. You know, there's a problem of one cheat day or missed gym session leads to quitting the entire resolution. A lot of us, even those who work on their, you know, bodies in terms of trying to lose weight, you will find that they have a cheat day. I'd never understood that concept of a cheat day. So you will find that they have a concept of a cheat day, not just one day. If I have a plan for 31 days and I cheat one of those days, it's not going to do any harm. But you don't know, because that one day can actually lead to you quitting the whole entire resolution. You might find yourself, you have a 31 or let me say a 30 day meal plan. Maybe that day you just don't feel like eating whatever is on the plan on that particular day. then you decide to have a cheat day, right? You might find yourself after that cheat day that you want nothing to do with that whole meal plan. So you just find yourself quitting the whole entire resolution. So it's very, very important that we really stay away from this one cheat day, right? We need to implement a never miss twice rule to make sure that we maintain a consistency over perfection, because a lot of us also, we want perfection rather than consistency. And consistency is actually more important than perfection. If you come up with a resolution of saying that every second day you will skip a rope, or every second day you will go for a 20 minutes run, being consistent to that particular plan is actually more important than you perfecting the plan. We need to remember that, right? So, yeah, in terms of overcoming the all or nothing mentality, we need to remember that one cheat day is actually a problem. As much as it seems like it's not an issue, it's not a problem, we need to know that it is actually an issue. Rather, let's implement, you know, a rule of a never miss twice, so that it can help you maintain consistency and not perfection. Half past the hour of 5 o'clock. So the last part of our discussion is, you know, trying to use willpower to fight a bad environment. For example, trying to eat healthy while the counter is full of cookies. That is a problem. Yes, that is a problem. I find myself giving a lot on the example of losing weight, because I feel like that is an area where a lot of us really struggle when it comes to losing weight. I don't struggle with losing weight, as I've explained before, that my body regulates itself. Like, you will see me. I know people have asked me before that, do you gym? Do you go to the gym? I'm like, nope, I don't go to the gym. It's just a thing of, I don't know how my body does it, but it does it. And I don't know how it does. So there are people who really, really struggle. You know, they try to use their willpower to fight a bad environment, which is actually a bad, bad idea. And I usually advise people that if something is not for you, please do not entertain it. Do not allow it at all. If you are trying to lose weight and your friends are constantly eating out and they are constantly trying to invite you to eat out, you don't have to participate in that environment. You need to design your own environment, which is beneficial to your resolution, to your plan. Right? Because at the end of the day, you need to design your environment that can help you sustain good habits, right? And help you identify bad habits and make them go away. You as an individual. Because many a times it's not like we cannot maintain our resolutions. Many a times it's the environments that we find ourselves in or we are in. If you have a resolution to save money, let me finally go away from losing weight. Let me come to the resolution of saving money. If you have a resolution of saving a certain amount of money in the year 2025, and you know that the environment of your friends or the people you hang out with is not conducive for you to save money, you don't have to be in that environment. You don't even have to explain anything to your friends, to be honest. You just don't have to be in that environment. You know, when they come up with plans that need you to spend money, money that you want to save, you don't have to participate. You don't have to engage, to be honest. So let's try to design environments that help us push our resolutions, that help us not to give up on our resolutions, because it should be exhausting, to be honest. It should be exhausting. I am one of the people who I never used to have resolutions. To be honest, I think for the first time when I had resolutions was December 2024. What happened, how that came about, I can honestly not explain, but I cannot lie to you that prior to that, I used to have New Year's resolutions. No. So December 2024, I set goals for myself. And majority of them, I saw them coming to life in the year 2025, which I am so proud of. But because it's not everything that I wrote down in 2024 to achieve in 2025 was achieved, you know, this is how I decided that I will not have any resolutions for the year 2026, to be honest. I will just carry on with some resolutions that did not materialize or come to life. Those are the resolutions I'm going to continue with in the year 2026. And if they are achieved in the year 2026, maybe I am likely to come up with new goals. Because one thing that I can assure you is that resolutions, they really help you to hold yourself accountable. You know, whether it's a piece of paper or wherever you write your resolutions, every time you go and look at them, you will hold yourself accountable as to, I need to do this. You know, the plan was to do this. Because basically for me, that is how it worked. I wrote my resolutions in my notes on my cell phone. So every time I went into my notes, I would see them. They are there. They are looking back at me. So that actually gave me the push to make sure that, you know what, you need to make sure that they come through. It might not have to be all of them, but just try to make sure that at least 50% or more of these resolutions, they really, really see the light and day of the year 2025. So we need to start sticking to, you know, our New Year's resolutions. It's very important. Let's avoid coming up with resolutions every year, year in, year out. This is even why I was like, I'm not going to have a program, on, you know, putting emphasis on New Year's resolutions like I did last year, January. Last year, January, we had a conversation on, you know, the importance of, having New Year's resolutions and also making sure that you stick to them. But then I was like, nope, we are not talking about why you need to have New Year's resolutions this year. And why it's important for you to have New Year's resolutions. Rather, we are going to talk about why we need to stick to them. They don't have to come up every year, like new ones. Every year, it's you with your resolutions every year, bucket list every year. No. I'm sure it's not all of us who tick off things on the list each year. But like I said, if you are a genius, and you find yourself, you know, ticking off things every year. So every year you have to come up with things, then that's you. But majority of us, when things remain in the other year, please do carry them into the next or the new year and make sure that they do come to life, they materialize. That's when you can go on and have new resolutions or new goals. Because the other thing also is that we shouldn't always wait for January. Yes, I know January, it's a good time. Because one thing about January is that it comes with this facade of it's a fresh start. It's a fresh start. But it's not genuine. It's a myth. It's not real. Because you can start anytime, any year. Anytime, any month, any week, any day, you can start. So you can also set resolutions any time of the year. As long as you feel like I need to set this for myself, I need to hold myself accountable and make sure that I achieve this, go for it. Why not? Feel like I've spoken so much. Here is Rex Rabanye on this one that is titled Onkesign. Oh, 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 oh
FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye. What shall we do?
Zingadi.
Sinzijan.
What shall we do?
Una muna matovaru meta pereva. Don't define.
kwa kunam teuro mambo tapereva.
That was Sounds of Oliver Mtukudzi on this one that is titled Toddy. And before this one, Rex Rabanyane came through with the song that is titled Unketsang. Yes. I think we all know that song. You know, I used to wonder as to who sang this song because it's a long instrumental song. I was actually surprised when I found out that it actually has a title, but then it does not say anything. Yeah. So 9 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, that is the time where I'll be leaving you with the Hande on Ego Spot Zone, who will be with you from the hour of 6 right up until the hour of 8 o'clock. So today's conversation was all about, you know, empowering or encouraging us when it comes to sticking to our New Year's resolutions. You know, because a lot of us, not me though, but a lot of us really struggle, when it comes to sticking to our resolutions, all our plans, all our goals. When a goal does not come to life, when you don't successfully, you know, see the goal, materializing, then for you, it's like, okay, this is where I end. This is where I finish. And then you come up with a new plan or a new goal. That's not how it's supposed to be. Sometimes your time is probably not the right time for the goal to see life or for you to achieve that goal. That's why I encourage all of us that when you don't achieve a goal that you set to achieve in the year 2025 and it's now 2026, just continue working on it, because it might be that you are meant to achieve the goal or the plan in the year 2026 or maybe the year 2027. Because it does not mean that because you came with that resolution from the previous year where you intended to achieve it into the new year and you don't achieve it, does not mean that you are going to achieve it in that particular year. It might also mean that you have to carry it into the other year. But the point is, never give up, right? Stick to your resolution, stick to your goals. There's a reason why you actually came up with that resolution, right? Maybe you have been struggling with being overweight for quite some time. And, you know, all the plans, all the goals, all the resolutions you put in place, they don't seem to help with that particular problem. Don't give up. Do not give up. Maybe try to examine where the faults might be. Because remember that I mentioned that other people, they have this thing or they have this mentality of one cheat day. That I'm just cheating once and it's not going to do any harm. You don't know that. It might actually do more harm than you know or than you anticipate. So maybe you also just need to look at how you are doing or the processes you are incorporating in terms of achieving a goal or achieving a resolution. Maybe there's somewhere where you are also flawed or there's somewhere you are also not doing very well. And this is why your goals or your resolutions are not you know, materializing. I gave an example many a times here. One of the resolutions that did not come to life in the year 2025 was because of the fact that I was just too reluctant, you know. It's this thing of seeing that, like, now it's January. Some of us, we have an issue of procrastinating. You feel like you have so much time on your hands. So what's the rush? but then you don't know that sometimes you need a lot of time to achieve certain goals or certain plans or certain resolutions. So for me, last year, it was a thing of being reluctant, feeling like there's so much time. And by the time I wanted to work onto the resolution, there was only a few months remaining to, you know, to the end of the year 2025. So that goal or that resolution, I came with it in the year 2026. So that is what I'm going to work on as soon as possible. So I'm not even going to give myself a chance to even feel like there is so much time, you know, there's still like 11 more months remaining in the year 2026. So I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to put myself under pressure. I am not coming with that mentality in the year 2026. So this is why I'm saying probably the reason why also you don't stick or you struggle to stick to your resolutions is because you don't sit and think and see where you are also, you know, coming wrong in the process of achieving that resolution. So yeah, so it is a Sunday, it is a new week. Whether your week starts tomorrow or your week starts today, at the end of the day, it is a new week. And I want you to go into the new week with this mindset of sometimes we don't need new resolutions. Sometimes we just need to stick to the ones we already have. Even though they don't materialize, even though they seem like they will not materialize. But the most important thing is making sure that we stick to them. Yeah. So this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Thank you so much, Uncle Buana, for coming through and greeting, you know, me and everybody who's listening in the year 2026 on the crossover. Even though this is not the first week that we are meeting up, we met last week, even though last week I was just extremely exhausted. Last week I was tired, you know. Last week I was so exhausted. And unfortunately, it's part of being alive. You engage in things that will exhaust you sometimes. Because I only do it sometimes, I don't do it like more often. You will not find me out clubbing and dancing and all that, unless if it's a very important occasion, like the one that was, you know, happening when I found myself in a situation where I was extremely exhausted on a Sunday. So today here I am fresh, I am, you know, I'm happy I was in your company from the hour of four right up until this hour where I say my goodbyes. And it's like I was so anxious to come and be on air because I dreamt that I slept through these 2 hours. I only woke up. By the time I woke up, my time on air was already done and people were looking for me. So I woke up scared, like, what is going on? So I think it was just the anxiety of, okay, can't wait, you know, to be in their companies. Yeah, so with that being said, I'm leaving you with the sounds of Afik Zolo on this one that is titled Ndihamba Nawe. From me, Abigail, it is adios. I will see you next Sunday, same time, same place. Next Sunday, the date will be the 18th. Okay, so it's the 18th of January. For some reason, January seems to be moving. It is really moving. Or maybe I'm just not broke. You know, January has a thing. If you are broke, my friend, you will feel like January has 60 days in it. Yeah. So maybe because I'm not extremely broke, I see that it's really moving, but it is. It's really moving, to be honest. We just started January last week and we are already like the 11th day. And, by next Sunday, we will be on the 18th day, the other Sunday, the 25th, and then you know, January is gone. We say bye-bye to January. So from me, Abs, Abigail, bye-bye. Till next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a lovely week. And of course, continue tuning to the rest of the broadcastings. Yeah, right here on Eagle FM.